Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a cover of the Foo Fighters' Times Like These. That was performed on the BBC Radio 1 Stay Home Live Lounge. So everyone obviously was brought together virtually. You can hear that all the different voices recorded are cut in different rooms and on different microphones and different states of technology. And they have now released it as a single to raise money for people in need during the COVID-19 crisis. And if you have a minute today, and I know you do, don't lie to me, you got to go look at this video. It's the funniest part about it is, so it's, you know, the Foo Fighters are at their home and they're in it. And then there's all these, a lot of these artists you're not going to recognize because, like, even by name, I'll read you the list. Like Chris Martin's in it, you'll recognize him even though he's only in it briefly. You'll see Dave Grohl and he does some singing, but he's also, when they have it sort of set up Brady Bunch style with lots of Zoom cameras in there, he'll be like, you know, looking around, not singing, just sort of like checking out who all else is in the video.
Cute. Okay.
Cute little Easter eggs like that. But so you'll know Dua Lipa. I wouldn't recognize anybody from 5 Days of Summer. There's someone named AJ Tracy, Anne Marie. What did I say?
Days.
Oh, fine. 5 Days of Summer, 5 Seconds of Summer, lasts forever. Bastille is in it. Biffy Sivro, Celeste, Dermot Kennedy, Grace Carter, like all these names that you're like, who? Because it's a UK thing. So, but it's gorgeous and it's a great video. It's really a fun listen. And you'll be hearing it a lot on Alice. Jane informed us yesterday that we have added that and it is good. You know, it's funny because I know that song and I've never particularly cared about it. And now I'm like, oh my God, that might be my favorite Foo Fighters song. It's so pretty.
Foo Fighters have some really great songs.
I agree.
The new album is finished.
I thought I saw a little note here about that. It must have been on something else. This was actually recorded or was put out on the BBC on April 23rd. I must have been a different story because I had seen something about their record. But anyway, that's been added. And I love the little rap breakdown in there. I don't know who that is. Do you guys know who that rapper was? Yeah, no, Brent's saying no. So anyway, there's that. Let's see. Celebrity Trash is definitely brought to you by someone. Let me find it. The graduating class of 2020. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show, graduates. COVID-19. Go ahead.
Did you see the story? I was actually going to do it, first story in the news, but Santa Clara has said, these graduations where you're doing them in the car, they cannot happen.
Oh. Were they doing drive-by diploma pickup?
The drive-by sort of celebration thing is a recipe for disaster, I guess they believe. I know that we did a birthday party with the neighbors 2 doors down. Everyone drove by. The kid stood out front, and everyone drove by and honked and, you know, yelled and tried to give the kid some attention, much-deserved attention, and yet I don't think that it's not it. It's not a birthday party, but
no.
Even that has been banned in Santa Clara. So I don't know if that's going to go Bay Area wide, but anyway.
Well, it is sad. I mean, this is, you know, something that you've worked toward, you know, and not to mention the parties. Like when I was in high school, I didn't care about going to graduation. I wanted to go to some parties and kiss that place goodbye. That was where my celebration was. But imagine someone who's gone now, completed college, and they want to, you know, walk the big walk and get their degree, or, you know, it means different things to different people. And it may have taken away your graduation ceremony, but it can't take away that diploma.
Right.
And please let us know how you're celebrating, what you're doing. We're always, you know, I'm inspired by some of the creative stuff that gets sent in to us. 800-400-3697. You can text us or email Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. All right, so there's that was a little bit about that Foo Fighters cover. It's so good. Take a second and watch the video today. Where Billboard.com has it. That's an easy place. And maybe we could put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
The rapper's name was A.J. Tracy.
Oh, that's who it was? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved it. It gave the song kind of a whole new feel, and it was great. Weezer have an album that's mm-hmm. ready, but they're pushing that back. Surprise. It's called Van Weezer. Rivers, I think, is saying... Oh, this is just a statement from the band. Unfortunately, we're going to have to delay the release of Van Weezer. As you know, Corona's put a crimp in many well-laid plans because we don't want to give another release date till we're absolutely sure of it. We'll just say, stay tuned for more info. In the meantime, we've got a new, we have a single called Hero that we'd like to share with you. And the video pays tribute to, quote, the stay-at-home dreamers, the Zoom graduators, the sourdough bakers, and the essential workers. And the video's cute. It's they're writing down, you know, a note. They fold it in half and then they pass it off screen, and the next screen comes over and grabs it. And it's all people from all different walks of life, and they're doing whatever they're doing, and they grab this piece of paper and pass it across them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here's a little, here's a view of it. Bryn, you're move a little bit left. We're missing the handoffs. Never mind. Okay.
It's okay. I get the point, and it's neat to see artists be creative at a time when there's serious restrictions on what you can and can't do. So look,
and frankly,
go.
You can't pass a piece of paper like that. That is not allowed. That thing is riddled with germs by the time it gets to you. But actually, play it. Listen to the song a little bit. Let's hear a little bit about this song. It's good.
All right.
There you go.
I like it.
Little taste of Weezer's new video.
I'm
and
a
song.
Weezer fan, so his Me voice too. Is usually in anything he does, I'll sort of at least give it a listen. I read about this upcoming album, and he is, like many of us, he grew up during the time of guitar shredding, and he has that in him and has had that in him. He's just never done it. And so this is sort of his kiss. Look back at the 80s, and I think it'll be fun to hear his version of that. He said he even got a new guitar for it specifically for
shredding.
He needed a whammy bar, and he needed a specific, you know.
He's a great guitar player. It'll be interesting to hear this record, Van Weezer. You know, last break, I was telling you that Tom Morello is a big Dungeons & Dragons fan. He hangs out with Joe Manganiello in his mm-hmm. Dungeons & Dragons basement. I have another Tom Morello story.
Okay.
I thought I'd save it for this. I think this is another one that you're... This one you'll love more than the D&D one, because this is exactly what you say all the time. If you want to be good at something, you get in your room and you practice it for 8 hours a day. Here's the headline. Tom Morello is disgusted that young people won't practice guitar 8 hours a day. He had some choice words for young musicians who are trying to cut corners and get famous, especially when it comes to practicing. So Tom Morello is from Rage Against the Machine, and he's a smart guy. Like, I've seen him in a lot of things where he's just not all about being a great guitar player, although he is. Did you ever see, they did a Game of Thrones guitar jam?
Yes, I saw. He was in that, yeah.
And so it's him and that guy. You know, it's all a bunch of those people are people that he plays Dungeons and Dragons with, as it turns out. Who knew that club extended to a jam?
Oh, right.
You know, I thought that I thought about that when I was reading that story this morning. I'm like, oh, maybe that's where he ran into that D.B. Weiss guy, because that guy's in there playing guitar.
Sure.
Oh, here it is. Oh, play Tom Morello's thing in that. Isn't he one of the really good solos in that? Or does he just hang back?
I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. I do know he's in it, though.
Well, anyway, it's amazing. Put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, too. People are looking for things to do, Bryn. Anyway,
basically, to his strong opinions.
Yes, his strong opinions about the current lack of guitar in popular music, which is something I'm telling you, I feel like I want to have this rant every week as I listen to the horrible songs that are the top songs in the country. Like, where are the GD guitars? Come on, people. Here's it's so Tom Morello's. We could clearly have a convo about this. We'll have him on and we can all yell at once. By the way, this is from an interview that previously ran in Metal Hammer's print edition.
Oh, cool.
Metal Hammer. He says, I'm disgusted by the fact that a lot of young people these days aren't willing to sit down and practice the electric guitar for 8 hours a day. They're all looking for an easier route to becoming famous. Look at the top 50 songs on the radio in the U.S. There are no guitar solos in them. I love him. He basically saying, even if you do practice that much, you still probably don't have a chance to top in the charts with the guitar, because he says, in this current climate, there really is no record industry. If a new Metallica or Rage Against the Machine came along, there's not the apparatus to shove it down the world's throat that there was 20 or 25 years ago.
He's right.
He broke down his old practice schedule. This was in a Facebook post in 2018. He said, there was a time I'd practice 8 hours a day, every day, 2 hours just technique and scales, 2 hours music theory, 2 hours learning songs and writing songs, 2 hours just jamming along with random radio stations and improvising over chord progressions. I guess he maybe does. He says there was a time. Maybe he does it even longer now. That was back when I was easy on myself.
Well, I think that you do get to a point. I'm nowhere near it, and I don't know that I ever will be, but you do get to a point where he's mastered that instrument. He's very good, really
yes.
good. And one of the things that's neat about him is I've heard him talk about how he realized he's never going to be the fastest. He's never going to be this or that. But what he decided was, as the guitar player in Rage Against the Machine, he would be the DJ, which means a lot of the sounds that he makes in his guitar are not traditional guitar chords. They're more about sounds that are useful for the songs, for the purpose of the song, but wouldn't be considered a traditional chord.
Well, which is why they had their own super unique sound.
Right.
You know,
exactly,
you got a guy
right.
like that who's like mix mastering in his head. You know, a lot of people right now during this whole thing, they pick up that dusty ass guitar that they bought with the intention of learning to play it. And they're actually doing it. And, you know, the internet is such a well, if you're bored, there's just no excuse. You know. Go type in bananas at large, or just bananas.com, bananasatlarge.com, whatever
it's
it is.
Bananas.com, yeah.
Okay. Amazing. They have bananas.com.
I know. You'd think he'd have sold it by now.
Right. To Dole
to Chiquita,
or something.
Right. Anybody. Anybody. You'd think any banana place
yeah.
would be like, yeah, give us that.
They'll ship you a guitar, and you've got the time to sit down and learn how to play that thing. My niece, I guess she's my cousin Tucker's daughter. She's like 25. She's a teacher. So she's got some time, and she loves music. Whenever she comes out, she's always like, John, play this, John, play this, John, play this. And she is now, John is giving her a daily guitar lesson.
Oh, rad.
Yeah, so he films himself playing, and he's adding a chord every day and playing a song that she can learn, and he just films his hand, and then she sends back a video the next day where she's learned it, and she's singing the song. People are being very inventive.
The weird thing about guitar, as someone who plays and would love to be better, is that it's way harder than you think to be really good. You
right.
can get a few chords and play around a campfire fairly easily.
Sure.
But to be really good at guitar, you find out that it does take what Morello's talking about, the actual dedication.
Yeah, if you want to make it.
Right. Hours upon right. hours of practice.
Well, and even just to, you know, to learn songs, it's about your ear, you know, it just takes time and doing it. You can't learn in an afternoon and play that night at the campfire. That's all there is to
right.
it, you know, but it's a pursuit that's worthwhile and something that you'd have your whole life. And who doesn't love the guitar guy at a party? I say go for it.
Says the lady married to one.
Listen, I won't go to a party if there's not a guitar. I'm like, what? Why would I want to go to that party? When do I get drunk and sing at this party? Someone turn the radio up. Come on. Anyway, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Everything after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.